Revelation chapter 16, verse 17. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl upon the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple from the throne, saying, "It is done." Here we are again, being led in our interpretation of the vision given to St. John, using the number 7 to indicate completeness. We saw earlier in chapter 1, verse 4 and 11, 7 churches. Verses 4, chapter 4, verse 5, and chapter 5, verse 6, 7 spirits. Chapter 1, 12, and 2, 1, 7 golden lampstands, revealed in verse 20 as the churches. Chapter 1, 16 and 2, 1, 7 stars, also revealed in verse 20 as the angels or messengers to the churches. Chapter 4, verse 5, 7 lamps of fire. Chapter 5, 1, verse 5, chapter 6, verse 1, a book or scroll with 7 seals. Chapter 5, verse 6, the 7 horns of the Lamb and the 7 eyes of the Lamb. Chapter 8, in verse 1, the 7th seal of the scroll. Verse 2, verse 6, chapter 15, verse 1, 7 through 8, and chapter 16, 1, 7 angels. Chapter 8, verse 2, and verse 6, 7 trumpets. Chapter 10, verses 3 and 4, 7 peals of thunder. Chapter 10, verse 7, the days of the voice of the 7th angel. Chapter 11, verse 15, the 7th angel. Revelation chapter 15, verse 1, 7 plagues, verses 7 through 8, and chapter 16, verse 1, 7 golden bowls full of the wrath of God. One might notice the omissions of Revelation 12, 3, and 13, 1. There, the number is co-opted by the enemy for his own nefarious use. Its use is obviously false. Virtually everything in the apostle's vision has led to this moment, the culmination of the great tribulation. The loud voice from the temple, indeed from the throne, proclaims, "It is done." John witnessed this moment more than 30 years ago and wrote it down in the gospel bearing his name in chapter 19, beginning in verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished to fulfill the scripture, said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus' great tribulation was completed with the 6th and 7th bowls of the wrath of God. The first bowl of wrath was the horrible scourging of the Messiah. The second bowl of wrath was the shameful coronation of Jesus with a crown of thorns. The third bowl of wrath was the final denial by the Jews of their king. The fourth bowl of wrath was the physical crucifixion of our Lord. The fifth bowl of wrath was John's adoption as the son of Mary, the mother of our Savior. The sixth milestone was not a cup nor a bowl, but a sponge soaked in wine, unfit for consumption. The seventh and final bowl of wrath was the cry from the lips of the Savior, "It is finished." Back in Revelation chapter 16, verse 18, "And there were flashes of lightning and sounds and peals of thunder, and there was a great earthquake, such as there had not been seen since man came to be upon the earth. So great an earthquake was it, and so mighty." Sound familiar? In Matthew chapter 27, verse 51, we read, "And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split." Back in Revelation 16, beginning in verse 19, "The great city was split into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. Babylon the Great was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of his fierce wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And huge hailstones, about 100 pounds each, came down from heaven upon men. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, because its plague was extremely severe." It should be no surprise to anyone that the seventh bowl itself has seven parts. First, Jerusalem, the great city, is split into three parts. Second, the cities of the Gentiles fell, reminiscent of Jericho. Third, Babylon the Great was remembered before God. The inference here is the terror being struck on Babylon in anticipation of what comes next. Fourth, a special cup of the wrath of God is reserved for Babylon. Fifth, every island in every sea disappears beneath the waves. Sixth, every mountain throughout the earth collapses into rubble. Seventh, and finally, hailstones, weighing about the same as a talent, fall from heaven, crushing mankind. And, incredibly, the reaction of the survivors is the same as that after the fourth bowl: blasphemy against the Father. Here is the most astounding aspect of human nature in full exposure. All of the events of the Great Tribulation have occurred in plain sight to all of the world, and yet the survivors will not ascribe this power, this majesty, this glory to the Father. What remains is too horrible to contemplate, and yet blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.